Okay, so we're no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, no problem. Okay, we're over here on page 4, 5, 6, we're finishing off the Mizmar. We didn't do the Rashi. We did yesterday the Tzudai Stavid. We did not yet do the Rashi. So let's learn over here. Yitarta Shnas Toiva Secha Umagolecha Yirafun De Doshen. You have crowned. The word Yitarta means a crown. You have crowned the year with a blessing of good. Look again in the Mitzvah Stavid. Yitarta Te'ater Es Hashona Sheishpata Ba Toivoscha. You have crowned it. Kitiya Me'uteres B'tzvua U'Veperos. You have crowned the Shnas, the year of your goodness. Thank you very, very much. Mr. Cohen, you're a tzaddik. A real tzaddik. Mr. Aaron Cohen.
He's a
Kohen also. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yeh bidvaroi. You have crowned Shnas the year, Toiv Asach of your goodness. So Ma'agolech means the clouds. Your clouds, your afun, it flows with dosh and fat. What is the fat? The fat is water. Water is called fat. In the water, in the rainwater, is there anything other than water? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know how this works. Are there minerals in the water? Is all water the same? All water that comes down from Shemayim the same? I don't think so.
That's pure water.
It's pure H2O, nothing but unadulterated?
Besides the pollution that it grabs on its way down. The dust particles.
On the way down?
Yeah.
Now, when the water evaporates, it goes in the clouds. Does it take up with it nutrients and minerals that are located in the water where it's found?
What's the problem? It's vapor, no.
Nothing.
Mineral in the ground. Any water comes out of the ground has minerals in it.
Right. So I'm saying I'm wondering is
it had it picked up from the ground?
Is all rainwater the same?
Is pure.
Because here it says doshan. Here it says that the water that's flowing from the clouds is fat. Does that mean that in addition to the H2O, there are other minerals? And depending on which country you live in, wherever the water evaporates from, is it also derech agav? Depending on where you live, where the clouds have been formed from, does it also have within it some other minerals? Water that's coming from America that has the eid yalem and aretz, the mist that the evaporation of every country, every location has with it different minerals, pollution.
The evaporation is coming from the oceans. The oceans have salt.
It's not right. You're right, exactly. So
when
so
it finally gets up there, it's pure.
It's purified. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how this works. Yeah.
I just glanced. I didn't hear in detail. I was an article that irrigation water and the water from the compared with the rainwater. So the rainwater is much better for the growing plants.
It's better.
Like irrigation.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay, not all water is the same. If you go to Amazon and you look at water, you want to buy water, you want to buy bottled water, you could literally spend the entire day looking, trying to understand the difference between ionic water and non-ionic water and mineral water and this water and that water. And there's a lot of fraud also. There's a lot of fraud. No, just because you go, you buy a Poland spring water, where exactly did that water come from?
Basic now, water.
From the tap water, what's going on with water? They say in New York, the water is they put fluoride. Fluoride really good for us?
Yes.
So they said it was. They used to say that it's the best
not
thing
so
that ever happened to man. And then now there are people that say, who says not? It's been many, many years lately. There's been many, many studies. You know, time in hindsight, you know, it's 2020. Everything, you know, no one knows anything. And the water is a major, major topic. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because over here it doesn't just talk about water. It talks about water in the form of doshen, fat. And fat means like it almost gives you the impression that there is something else in the water that is of benefit, not just the H2O. H2O has no taste, by the way. New York water has a taste. They say the tap water in New York is some of the best in the world. There's a certain taste.
Closest to
tasteless. The tasteless?
Yeah, you taste Long Island water, it has a terrible taste. Upstate water, terrible.
But even, let's say you compare Poland, I remember I once did a taste test at home, it was so fun. We had at home, we had Poland Spring, and we had Fuji, and we had the New York City tap water, and had some other water.
New York City tap water usually wins.
Yeah, it did. It was very, but it's definitely, it's very interesting. There's a very difference between what's called a Pepsi, a Coke. They have what's called the Dasini, how you pronounce it? They also sell water.
Dasini is from next to Concord, there is a lake, and they purify that water from the lake, and that's...
And it's different, it's really different. You take all the waters and you do a taste test. Some of them have a thickness, some of them are thin, some of them have taste, some don't have taste. It's fascinating. It's really, really, water is a world in and of itself. And here when it says in this pasuk it says that umagolecha yir afun doshen, the clouds, they flow with fat. It almost sounds like that not all water is the same. Not all water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'hashkocha pratis, he arranges that the water that comes from the clouds, in the clouds that when Hashem wants to bless you, have a richness to them, which will be beneficial to the earth, which it is nurturing. Mordechai?
Yes, good morning. Today is the Yod site. If the rabbi can dedicate the shir to my Bubby Ruppel, who's also the Mordechai Bienenstock's Bubby Ruppel. She was married to the Mordechai that we're named after. So her name is Ruppel Bas Yisrael Hirsch.
Rachel Bas Yisrael Hirsch. May her neshama have an aliyah, and we'll learn Le'ilu Neshmasa. Okay. So now we have over here, this Pasuk Gimel says Yirafu Ne'ois Midbar. Now it says the Ne'ois Midbar, the Ne'ois means the abode. The abode that was once a Midbar, according to the Mitzvot, once it was a desolation, may it now flow with blessing. Okay, that's how we learned in the Mitzvot. The Ne'ois HaMukhaimus HaYiveshus B'Kamidbar Yizlu Gam Heim Odeshen. It will flow with deshel lehatzmiach habetuvo. It will flow, give a ois and vigil, give a ois tach gorna. Tach gorna means a belt. It will be enveloped, the hills with joy. So if we notice here, there are a lot of circles. There is the e tarta, the crown, gesundheit, the crown, and then the crown that goes on the year. And also the word of Magol, even though we learned Magol means a path, and we discussed this yesterday at length, that the cloud is called the Magol. But the word Magol really also means Nagula, means a circle. And now we have a third word of Tachgorna, which means a belt. Chagura. A chagura is a belt, which may the hills be, may they be enveloped with joy. Pasuk Yedalu, Lav Shuchad Matzoin, may the sheep of the Behema Daka, Tzoyna Zeh Medaka, maybe they be dressed with fat. Okay, fat va'amokim, and the hills, the valleys, shall be filled with grain. Ya'atfu vor, they shall be crowned with grain. Yes, I guess the word ya'atfu, what's the good ya'atfu? You mechusim should be covered with grain. And Yisro'au af Yoshiru, everyone in Sasani will shout for joy and will sing. Okay, so this is the Mitzudo Yisav. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Bei says, Itarato, Shnas Toivasecha, Alidei Hagashon Mato, Me'ater B'chol Tuv Es Hashono. Through rain, you Hashem, Me'ater, you crown with all of your goodness, Es Hashono. Through the tool of rain, you crown all of you good the year. Sha'ata chafetz lehetiv. A year. It's interesting how we're describing a year time. You know, without people, who cares? Okay, let's say you have a land that no one, it's empty, no one lives in this location, and it's beautiful. Their hills are filled with vegetation and everything is beautiful. But if there's no one there to appreciate it, there's no one there to benefit and to live and to witness. So what's the difference? I don't know.
Is
I guess what?
The tree falls in the forest.
There's no one to hear the sound. Is there a sound? What is the type of a sound? I don't know. Here it describes. Yeah, I guess it's self-assumed that there are people that are going to benefit from the year. The year, the same idea as the Mitzudos. Ali de Hagashon Ato Ma'ater B'chol Tuv Es Hashon Nashato Chafetz Leitiv. Next, Umagolecha Heim Hashamayim Sheheim Avak Raglecha. So here we have now a whole new translation. Whereas the Mitzuga is translated, the word Magolecha means the clouds. He says, no, it means the heaven, not the clouds, not the same. Which is called the Avak Raglecha. It's Hashem's footstool. It is the dust of your feet. Now, where do you get the word Magolecha? So Magol means a path. And a path is full of dust. It's full of dust. You put your feet. You put your feet on a path when you travel. When you walk down the road, you put your feet on the path. And when you put your feet on the path, there's dust. So this is a very interesting translation for the word Magolecha. If you look at the Malbum, Pasuk Yud Beis Magolecha, Moira al Haderech Hasibuvi b'chol makom v'zeh havdeilo min haderech orech nesiv. That's how it's different than a derech. Oirach no siv. The Malbum says it's a circular path. Moire, this is describing al haderech hasibuvi. Sivov, a circular path. B'chol makom v'zeh havdeilo, and this is what makes it different than a regular path. A regular path goes straight. A magol goes in circles, the merry-go-round. You're going nowhere fast. Minaderech orach no anesiv is a straight path. A magal is a circular path. The Mitzudai said it's a cloud. Well, he says in the Mitzudai series is a magol v'derech, and we borrow it as a cloud. Let's look quickly at the Radak. The Radak says, "Umagolecha yirafun deshen huanonim heim magale Hashem." Yisale, the clouds are the Magale Hashem Kmo Shekodam Kein Gam Kein Susei Hokel Be'omroi Dorachta Vayom Susecha. You have treaded, you have stepped on the sea, your horses. Marko Esecha Yeshua V'Anonim Yizlu Hamota Shem Mehem Hadeshen V'Hashuman. I don't know what he means over here. I really don't know what the Radak means. And in Ibn Ezra, he says, actually, there's also a Shem Hashem Kmo Hamalka, Amalka. I'm sorry, the next one. V'tam Hamagolecha, Derech Moshel, V'yamagol Heim Hamakoymois, Ho Asuyim Lehischaber Megishme Haginois. Amagol are places which are made to join together the rain of the gardens. So what is it? What is a magol? It means like a pond. It sounds from the Ibn Ezra. The word magol is a pond. I don't know. I don't really have clarity on what this means. In the Mitzud, in the Malbum, not in the Ber Hamil. Let's go back to the Malbum. In the Malbum, in the Ber Inyan, Zemus v'almash amar Yisroachu af Yeshu af Yeshu ema itar teshnas teshnas teveseh haynu shilbasha sashon ba'teres svi. Umagolecho yirafun deshen magol hu aderech hasibuvi umetzayer shamoto yored bimid borios sheshon miretzoin hoylech b'magol noite min aderech hayosho shubayishuv v'yozgam shom yirafun deshen a side path derech hasibuvi maybe means of that it's a side path, it's like a service road, it's not a main road. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Targum, one last thing on the page is the Targum.
Mutter is different than the rain.
And the mutter has, according to Radak, and Yizlu Ha-Mutter, Hume Ha-Geshem Ha-Shum. And dew is different than rain. Dew comes down in the water.
Tau.
That dew has other stuff in it that's different than regular rain. See, one differential between rain and tau. Tau does carry with it other properties. Could be.
Probably the minerals are all up in the sky. In other words, when the vapor of H2O goes up, to form it into water, it has to crystallize around the nucleus of something, which is usually dust particles or whatever that are up here. And those dust particles could be from all different types of minerals, different types.
Okay, and that could give taste and flavor to the water also. Targum says, V'chivshei orchoch. V'chivshei means the paths of your way. It sounds like a service road. Okay, but Rashi says something which is a little more difficult to understand. Rashi says the dust Rashi says something off the track over here. Heim hashamayim doesn't say clouds to heaven. Shahim avak rag lecha, the dust of your feet. So where do you see the word magol lecha to mean dust? Magol means, appears to mean, according to every single one on this page, some type of path, some type of road, whether it's a circular road, whether it is a service road, whether it is just a regular path that you step on, and then we take that wood and we borrow it to refer to clouds, because clouds appear to be going somewhere. Something along those lines. It's very hard to really define what this means. Next, Yir Afun, Rashi learns Yir Afun means to drip. Yit Fun, that's not like what the Mitzuda said. The Mitzuda said to flow. To drip is not the same thing as flowing. Doshen is Shuman is fat. Okay, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yir Afun HaShamayim Ben Ois HaMidbar. The heavens will flow with the Ois HaMidbar. The Ois HaMidbar is... The Ne'ois HaMidbar, so it could be that he's learning something different than one of the Mitzudos, because the Mitzudos said that the Ne'ois HaMidbar, the location on earth that until now was dry and desolate, now it will flow with blessing. Is that what Rashi says? Not necessarily. Yirafun HaShamayim, the heavens will flow b'ne'ois HaMidbar with the beauty. I don't know what I really don't know what Rashi means. I have no clue what Rashi is saying here. I don't know. Pasuk Yidal Love Shu Kodem Hatzayin Yislabeshu HaSharoin V'Harava V'Harava Min Hatzayin HaBoim L'Rois Hadesh Nasher Hitzniach HaMotar. So this is certainly not like what it says in the Mitzudos, because the Mitzudos said that Lav Shulchan Matzah means that the Chol and the Tzon, they will be fat. They will be dressed in fatness. They will eat an abundance of grain, and they will be fat. According to Rashi, the subject is the earth. The earth will be dressed with animals. When you look at the earth, when you look at a picture, a bird's eye view of the land, you will see that it's dressed with numerous animals. There are many animals running around on the earth, which means that the earth is a blessed land. That's always a very important sign to see for when they scout out new land to determine if it's a good place to build a city. You have to go see animal life. If there is no animal life, it means it's a place of disease. Okay, Rabbi said. If there's no animal life, then it means there's something contaminated in the land, like especially birds. I remember a story when they were building an Eretz Yisrael somewhere, and they wanted to determine if they should make an investment to buy a piece of land to build a kehila development. And there's a very big problem, is that there were no birds. There were no birds. They couldn't. There was a very scarcity of natural birds in this section of land, and the question is why? Why don't birds, wild birds, frequent this territory? It's an indication that there's some type of contamination. What?
It's dead land.
There's something wrong, but ordinarily, you have open land. You can listen in the morning. You listen. You can hear all the sounds of the birds and of. That means that wildlife can survive very well. That means that it's healthy. There's no contamination. But when you're lacking in wildlife, there's something very wrong. So over here you have land, and you look at the land from above, and you see there's wildlife. That's a very good sign. That means the land is healthy. Like they say in New York, the copepods in the water, the bugs in the water. So New York City, the people, the experts, they say you should know the copepods in the water is the biggest bracha. If you have copepods, bugs in the copepods, that means there are no toxins, because the copepods are extremely sensitive to toxins, and if there was poison in the water, they couldn't survive. You wouldn't find the copepods. So the fact that you can turn on the faucet and you can find in your water a copepod, that means you should make another bracha that Baruch Hashem, you're drinking healthy water. Because in other parts of this world, the water is poisonous, and they have to boil the water. And they, in fact, they tell them, don't even drink the water, just use it for bathing or cooking. Even that's a problem. And to drink the water, don't even dare. If you see a copepod in the water, wow, you should make a bracha, a special bracha, that you zoicha to have healthy water.
When the governors, the canal was very contaminated, they were starting to rejuvenate it. So the first time they saw a fish, the bird which eats the fish, they celebrated.
It's a bracha.
Well, that's true now, even in the beaches from Brighton to Connecticut, is they spotted dolphins. Dolphins mean they're eating on the little fish. And if you go there, I went there, I saw in the water schools of tiny little fish coming close to
that's a very good thing.
The
water's cleaner. Pollution, they're cleaning out the water.
They opened the yeshivas after COVID. That's why you have schools of fish.
Well, so,
they couldn't go to the yeshivas, so they came there.
Look, the Gulf, remember the Gulf of Mexico? Remember when Obama became, one of his first tests as president of the United States was when Obama became president, they were in the Gulf of Mexico, they were digging oil. And they opened up some type of opening, and it was gushing oil, contaminated, and they could not get it, they could not plug it. And they were going crazy to plug the hole in the ground. And the Gulf of Mexico was severely polluted. And it's a major industry, fish industry. And besides, there are two of these. First of all, the fish are all going to die. Number two, until they die, they're all contaminated, they're all poisoned. People are going to eat that fish. They're killing themselves. They're eating fish that it's pollution, the oil, whatever was coming forth. So over here, you look at this pasuk in this way, according to the parish of Rashi, this is a sign of health. It's a sign of health when you can look at a land, a section of land, and you can see on the land animals, wildlife. That's a tremendous bracha. That means that this is, the land is healthy. There is no pollutants. There is no contamination. Because otherwise, the wildlife could not survive. And therefore, you can proceed to cultivate and develop the land. Okay, so that's Rashi.
Rashi is more focusing on the
desha,
which is
smiach,
and it shows that you can grow.
You can grow the fact that animals can eat in this land, can graze it, that indicates the land is healthy. Not like what it said in the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah says the subject of the animals. The animals are fat. They're all overweight. They're all overweight because they have a lot to eat. That's also good. There's a lot for them to eat. But Rashi is saying we're not focusing on the animals. We're focusing that the land is a healthy land. The Sharon. And there are different parts of Eretz Yisrael. The land, the Sharon and the Arava are dressed in wildlife of the Tzoyin Haboim Lirois Hadesha, to pasture on the, to graze on the pasture, Asher Hitzmiach HaMotah, the mother has caused to sprout. V'amokim Ya'atfu Bar, and the valleys are filled with grain. Bar means grain, like by Yosef. Yosef, he collected the bar. Ali de Hamotar, you mutafim hamwakim betua, the ozden yisroi a'u habrios, the people will shout, tirua simcha, the yashiru, they will sing for joy, mirof habrach, the abundance of blessing. Okay, so this is the psukim, the mefarshim are pretty much, I think, I'm not going to die, go mefarshim. I'm just going to run through very quickly, really, they're not going to translate every word, just get a flavor of some of the mamari chazal. Some of the mamari chazal are very, very beautiful, some of the mamarich, and just kedai to spend a few minutes to run through the memoriam and take out of it what we can. So page 561, pasuk yud beis itarta. There's a lot over here. There's a lot of memoriam chazal. Itarta. So here we run through itarta shnasta v'secha magolecha year afun doshen. You have crowned the year of your goodness, and your clouds flow with fat. Goy echad shal es Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha amalay haray b'shosh sheyesh lanu moadim anu smeichem u'b'shosh sheyesh lochem moadim atem smeichem. The goy is coming to contrast Jewish holidays with non-Jewish holidays. Imosai anu smeichem klol So he said to him, when you have Moadim, you joy, when Anu, Anu Smechim Klar, I don't even know what that means. I thought I prepared this, but obviously not. Imosai Anu Smechim Klar. Let's read further. Amal Lamachar, Ani Meshivcha. Amal Lamachar, Anu Viatem Smechim Biridas Kesham. Maybe what he meant is, when do we rejoice together? When do we share? So he said, we both rejoice together when it rains. Shenemar, lov shuchodim atzoyin va'amokim ya'atfu bor. Ma'ik siv acharov, chariru la'ashem kol oretz. Yisrael einoy oimer kein elo chariru la'ashem kol oretz. So they, the goyim say, chariru la'ashem. So he said back, Yisrael einoy oimer kein. Ella, Haru La Hashem Kol Haaretz, V'loy Oid Ella Shehachaylim Marvichim Biridas Geshamim. The ill get better, Evorehem Rafim Aleihem. The Chaylim they benefit, Evrehem Rafim Aleihem. Their limbs are roughen, are loose. What does that mean? V'loy Oid Ella Sheevent Tovav Shabayam Misporeches Bochem. V'loy Oid Ella Sheav Hadogim Shabayam Misporeches Bochem. Okay, they're Evodim, I guess Rofin, I'm not sure what that means over here, I guess it means it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Rof means weak, right?
Yeah, usually.
So maybe it means they're, I'm not sure what this means.
They become more
agile. They function, they move better, I don't know. Let's refer to Elish Evan Toiva Shabayam Misparekas. What does that mean? There's an Evan Toiva, pearls. Pearls benefit from rain? Fish. Then he goes over to a maisa. Okay, I read the maisa. We have to go back and read this one more time. Maisa, there was a fish. Maisa shahaya b'tzaydin, a place, a port city where they had a lot of fish. Shetzadu dog echad v'sharu b'shloish mils litrin, and they made an evaluation, and it weighed 300 litrin, and that was the evaluation. And then the ushakalu umitsu mosayim. So they made an evaluation. The forecast was that the fish would weigh 300. But when the numbers came in, it was actually less. It was a disappointment. It's like, you know, the economic forecasters, they tell you how many jobs, what is the expectation when there are reports, when the feds, when they give over, you know, economic growth, how many jobs were added to the economy, how many jobs were lost, and the interest rates, and the GDP, so there's a certain a forecast of what to expect, and then the value.
Are you with the redact, by the way?
I'm the Mamor Chazal. I'm at the bottom, on the very bottom of the page, the very bottom. So the expectation was, we almost finished the first one. The expectation was going to be, and then it turned out that it was below expectation. The cave and Shiyod, but then the cave and Shiyod the
Horeb.
I'm right before you dial it. Two lines before you dial it.
Okay,
and we're gonna do it again because I don't really have clarity what I'm saying over here. But just read it first one time. The cave when Shiyod our Revia Sadu Dog Echa. Then it rained, and then came the rainy season. V'sharuhu kimosayin litrin, and the forecast was 200. Ushakalu shloshmeos, just the opposite. Just the opposite. When it rained, then it exceeded expectations. Another thing, a blessing of rain. Okay, so what is this Maimar Chazal basically telling us? It's telling us that rain has an enormous blessing. There's a trickle-down effect of rain in ways that we do not understand. When it rains, somehow the moisture, I don't know the sciences. Obviously, the Muslim, you know, it's funny you say, because yesterday I was somewhere, and there was a woman who wanted to borrow my phone. She wanted to look up the weather. So I thought, what do you want to look up the weather for? What's so important, the weather? You're going somewhere. So she laughs. She says to me, you're not going to believe why I need to know exactly the weather. I need to know the humidity. I'm baking challahs, and I can bake it tomorrow, or on Thursday, or on Friday. And I know as a fact that the humidity, this she said to me, the humidity has a major effect on the quality of the challahs. So it makes no difference to me if I bake it tomorrow or on Thursday or on Friday. I want to see the humidity. If the humidity is just right tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. If not, I'll do it Thursday to Friday. And I said, okay, if you say so, that the humidity makes, so over here, this Maimon Chazal is saying just that. It's not just the humidity, the rain, which affects the quality of the bread in your oven, in Flapush, it affects everything. It affects your health. It affects the fish. It affects pearls on the bottom of the sea. Hard to believe, right? What are you talking about over here? But that's what it says over here. It says over here, the koyach of geshamim, the gevuras geshamim, we don't understand this. I don't think science fully has comprehends this concept, is that rain, the koyach of geshem, there is some frequency that we're not tuned into, where the koyach of geshem has a major encompassing effect on so many different things besides just the level of the water, that is water in the reservoirs. It's not just the reservoir level. It's a lot greater than that. And that's what this Maamar Chazal says. Let's just go back to the beginning and try to clarify the beginning of the Maamar. The Maamar over here says, Goy Echad Sholosh Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Omar Loi. I'm going from the very, very top. From the very top, one more time. Hare, B'sho Sheyesh Lonu Mo'adim, Anu Smeichem. When we have festivals, we are happy. U'v'sho Sheyesh Lachem Mo'adim Atem Smeichem. Now what does this mean? Anyone understand what this means? Imosai Anu Smeichem Kelol.
Which you're happy in your holidays, we're happy in our
holidays. When are we happy without a holiday? I think maybe it means when are we happy without a holiday? We have artificial things which stimulate our joy. We have holidays, we have New Year's, we all go out in the freezing cold and watch the apple drop. And that makes us happy. Okay? If that makes you happy, good for you. Klal Yisrael, we have holidays. What to be happy? We are happy in Hashem. It's a real, real joy. But not every day of the year is a holiday. Not every day do we celebrate in Hashem. Not every day do the goyim go out to play a baseball game and rejoice in some mishagas. I think when is there just natural happiness that's not dependent upon an event? It's just natural happiness. So he said to them, you know when you can find natural, pure happiness that's not dependent on an event? When it rains. When it rains. When it rains, that's a time of natural happiness. Pella, to say such a thing, right? Who would say? You would say the opposite. It's gloomy when it rains. It, you know, there's a certain bad mood you're in, right? It's gloomy. It's like, oh, it's muddy. You're not so happy. A mosai anu semechem klol. We don't need the Moadim. When we have Moadim, we have festivals, whatever we do, it's a stimulant. Alcohol. Free alcohol. By a guy, free alcohol is a big thing. Big, big thing. A guy, they cannot understand for the life of them, Jewish weddings where they give out free alcohol. And there are, relatively speaking, very few people by the bar. Very few people. They can't believe it. Free alcohol and there's no line? I mean, there are people, there is a problem of addiction, not come to deny that, but there, Klal, it's not our big problem, Klal. We have problems, but that's not the big one. And everyone has their little mishigas, which makes them happy. But when is their happiness clogged without Moadim? Omar Loi? Okay, fine. I don't mean together. I mean just a general happiness that we both can relate to. Okay, fine. And I mean together. L'machar, amal l'machar mishivcha, tomorrow. Amal l'machar, anu v'yatem smeichim. When are we happy together? Biridas kishanim. When it rains. How do you know this? Shneamar. The pasuk over here is, lovshu chorim hatzoyin, lovshu chorim hatzoyin v'amokim yatfu bar. And Mike Sivachev, what it says when there is vegetation, which means when there's rain, when there's an abundance of rain, so that the sheep and the valleys are filled with they have what to eat, they get fat, and the hills are filled with vegetation. Max Sivachev.
Whereas it's also they mate.
They mate. Okay, fine. They mate. Love Shulchan Atzel Amakim Yatfu Bar. Hariyu La Hashem Kol Aretz. The next pasuk says the entire earth is filled with joy. The entire, which means everyone is filled with joy. Yisrael, so now I don't know what this means over here. So he said back to them, Yisrael Einoy Oymerkein El Hariyu La Hashem.
Who's talking now?
I don't know. That's why I don't understand. I got to go look at the Gemara. Yisrael Einoy Oymerkein Elu Hariyu La Hashem Hariyu La. What is it saying? Hariyu is the same exact thing. Exactly, right? I don't know what this means. Veloyoid Ella. Then he goes on to say all the other blessings. Okay, so but basically the basic idea over here is that rain, it's a pella, what this Maima Chazal is saying. Don't ever be sad on a gloomy day. Whenever it rains, rain is a blessing. It's not just that there's water. The koyach of Geshem that comes down from Shemayim, either in a spiritual sense or in a physical sense, does things for this world that we are not tuned into. The average person doesn't appreciate that when it's raining outside, it's bringing enormous blessing in addition to just the fact that there's water on the ground. There is an incredible shefa, a bracha, both in the spiritual world and in the physical world in ways that we do not comprehend that come to this world. Let's go to the next Maamar Chazal. Pasuk Gidal.
I think he's arguing in the pasuk that he was using. He was using the pasuk of the Smech of Yerida's Gishon because of Love Shukarim Hatzon Malmakam Yafu Bar.
Lom Maksiv Acharav. What did it say afterwards? Love Shukarim Hatzon Malmakam Yafu Bar. Maksiv Acharav. Harul Hashem Kol Aretz. Yisrael Eino Imekain. Ella. Harul Hashem Kol Aretz. I don't know. Look, we have to go to the Gemara. It's very easy. Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. We'll see what it means. I'm lazy. I look at the Gemara. It's Mishnah Shir Elizabeth. It's not a Gemara. It's a Medrash. It's a Medrash called Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer. Parsha Tes Vav. This needs to be understood. I don't know what this means. Let's go to the next Maamar Chazal. Pasuk Yedala. The next Maamar Chazal. Love Shulchan Matzoim Vamokim Yadvu Bo Yisro Ya'aru Af Yashiru. When the valleys are filled with animals, when the valleys are filled with sheep running around and eating and grazing, then people shout for joy. There's a great joy. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Be'echod, now we go into some halacha. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Be'echod Be'elul, on the first day of Elul, Reish Hashanah L'may Sereima. On the first day of Elul is Reish Hashanah L'may Sereim. There are Bo Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanah. And the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behem. You have to separate 1/10 of your animals have to be given to the Kohen, Meiser Behem. So when do you determine the calculation? So the first day of Elul, we look at, that's we separate last year's animals versus the following year. That is the moment of you take inventory to know exactly how much to give taxes for last year. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim, Biachad B'Tishrei. This is the Machlokes of Mishnah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Amar Biachadan, Ushneim, Mikra Chadarish, Ushneimar. Both of them, this pasuk that we have learned today and yesterday, is the source of this basic halacha of Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema. Shneimar, Love Shuchadim Soin, Ramakim Yatfu Bar Yisro Au Af Yashiru. What's the drasha? Rabbi Meir Savar, Emosai Love Shuchadim Atzoin, Kolaimar. So this is what Rav Mordechai said. Rav Mordechai said, what is the double word, the chorim hatzoin? So yesterday we discussed, it means, we just said al derech pshat. Tzoin is a term that refers to a behema daka, a small animal, which includes sheep and goats and other animals as well. Tzoin is just one species of the category of behema daka. But here in this pasuk, love shu chorim atzoin, it means they get pregnant. Love shu chorim, what does it mean, chorim atzoin? I don't know exactly. It's an expression.
Because they when they mate, they cover over, they come on top of the
bacteria. Uh-huh. Okay, they cover the, when they mate, they cover the one is on top of the other. So that's why it's called a levush. A levush is an envelopment, a cover. So this is describing in a gentle way the act of mating. And it's lavashu, they are covered, the chorim hatsoin. Okay, chorim means sheep, and soin means sheep in this case, but it's an expression. Okay, we need to really more, we have part of the clarification, lavashu, they envelop one another. And it's an expression, we'll just accept that for now. It is a time of mating. And the male of the Zman of Meiser is a moment when the animals mate. Bizman, She'amokim, when is the Zman when the animals mate, which would be a time to separate the animals from last year and this year. The Pasuk concludes, Bizman, She'amokim, the valleys, Ya'atfu Vor. And when are the valleys of the Holy Land filled with grain? Ve'mosai amokim Ya'atfu Vor. Ba'ador, they are filled in the month of Ador. Now, that's when they mate. Remember, that's when they mate. Now, when they mate, how many months is the gestation period of a behema daka? 5. A behema gasa is 9. A behema daka is 5. That's the way Hashem made it. And I guess that means that human beings is a behema gasa. If the gestation, Tisha miyodea, Tisha niyodea, Tisha yachileda, umoysar odom mina behema oyen. This is serious stuff. Why isn't Taka indeed that Hashem did not differentiate a human being from a behema gasa in the gestation period? It's not fair. Okay, a bird. How long does it take for a bird? 21 days. 21 days, right? Isn't something more? 21 days is the amount of time an egg from the time that the egg is formed until it hatches. I think it's 21 days, something like that. And behemadaka, that's behemadaka is 5 months, behemagasa is 9 months. So when did ve'mosai amokim ya'atfu var ba'adar? So how many 5 months later? Miss Abrois, Ba'adar, V'yoldois.
What about Behema Oyin? Oyin is a...
Three letters.
61, 2 months. 61 is Oyin.
61 is 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not enough. We gotta go from 5 to 9.
4 months.
We need 4 months. Miss Abrois, Ba'adar, V'yoldois, Be'of. Okay, so Miss Abrois, Ba'adar, V'yoldois, that is 5 months. Okay. V'lechein, therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shelohen. Therefore, their Rosh Hashanah is going to be, they give birth in Av, they're born in Chodesh Av. So now the next break point is going to be El. This is the thinking of Rabbi Meir. So one more time, it's very good to learn just one thing, at least learn one you cite. Rabbi Meir says, they must love Shulchan Masin. When do the animals mate? They mate in Bizmanch. The Pasuk tells us when they mate. They mate when the earth is filled with grain. The Mitzvah says the time of the year when the earth is filled with grain is coming to the Chodesh Aviv, the harvest time is Chodesh Adar. The Shamokim Matubar, Vemusabakim Matubar Ba'adar. That's when they mate. Misabrois Ba'adar. So we have Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. That's 5 full months. And I guess after 5 full months, you then enter into Av. The beginning of Av is when they're born. And then the Yoldois Ba'av, there's 5 months of pregnancy. And immediately thereafter, they're born in Chodesh Av. And therefore, in the next month is going to be the time when Hashem wants you to take inventory and take Maiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shelochen is Elul. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Now we come to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, two people. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, they say, "Emosai love shua konam tzayim bezman."
Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon.
They're all Tamidim. Even Rabbi Meir, all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi
Shimon.
Rabbi Eliezer, okay.
Rabbi
Eliezer,
one of the
Tamidim
of Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, "Emosai love shua konam tzayim bezman she yisroahu af yashiru." When do they mate? Now, what does this mean exactly? Doesn't mean over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it does not mean mating. it means what we learned until now, in a different translation of love shuchadim tzayin. Emosai shibolim oimroi shira. When do the stalks of grain sing shir? When do the stalks are at their prime? Binisan. Shachita b'sheila. The wheat, it says it actually makes music. If we only knew the notes of their music, because the chita, the wheat, is b'sheila. The wheat is fully in full development, fully mature. Baruch menasheres. And the wind blows. V'noikshay zo al zo. And they bang one upon the other. V'nishma kol, there's a sound. V'nirois kimishayrois. And they sing. So he's saying over here, Misabrois, let's read a little bit further, we'll come back. Misabrois b'nisan. He learns, no. It appears the machlekes in the mitzias. If we would not know better, it would appear to be this machlekes in the mitzias. Misabrois b'nisan. So we're translating the words the same. The love shu chodim atzoyim is a term which refers to mating, refers to priya urevia. And he seems to hold that the time when they engage in this activity is not in Chodesh Ador, but in Chodesh Nisan. Because the pasuk concludes, Yis roi au af yashiru. He focuses upon when they shout and they make noise. Now we learned until now, that the subject of the words Yis roi au af yashiru is man, is a human being who is a witness to the blessing of there being an abundance of animals and abundance of grain growing on the mountains. So a person comes along and he sees, wow, look at this blessing. A human being, when he makes this observation, he shouts for joy. He's very happy. Along comes this Maamar Chazal, no, the subject of Yis Ro'au Af Yashiru is the grain itself. When the grain blossoms and is developed, and the stalks of wheat are tall, and the wind comes and it blows, the grain makes noise. The grain is the one that is shouting, because it's banging, one is banging upon another, and there is a sound that comes forth. Af Yashiru. If we only knew the musical notes, there's probably this incredible sophistication in when one stalk bangs on another stalk and it produces musical sound. So the subject is Yisro Ahu Af Yashiru. When does that happen? Only when the grain is in full blossom. And that's in Chodesh Nisan. And then we go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Love Shulchan HaTzayin. That's juxtaposed to the time of when it makes noise. That is when the animals mate. They mate in Chodesh Nisan. Now, go 5 months forward. The gestation period takes you to Chodesh Elul. They're going to be born in Chodesh, not in Chodesh Av, they're going to be born in Chodesh Elul. And then when will be the time to take inventory of how many were born? That's going to be Aleph Tishrei. So, B'nisa, V'nodz V'elul, Rosh Hashanah Shalacham Tishrei. Oh, Frek Tigmar, what does each one of these two do with the other one's pasuk? V'idach, the other man, the other man, Yaksev, Yisro, Ahu, Af Yashiru, Ahu, Midaber, Be'aflosa, the late ones. Ki afilois hema. Remember, it says that the chita of hasara lohuku ki afilois hema. They were late. They were latecomers. Enochinami, the animals, they mate. Some mate early and some mate late. Bima achreis lesaber. Tohavion benisan. The idichnam yoksev amokim yaadfu var. Ahu bicho raf yosa. The charifim, the sharp ones. The ones who mate early, like in Shaduchim, some people get married when they're 8, they're 17, and some wait until they're 18. Okay, some get married early. The late guy is an El Tabacha, he's 20 years old and he's still not married. Ay, Gewalt, 20 years old. In El Tabacha.
That's what the Abar Ben El says, by the way, Ben Shmon Esrei Lechupa doesn't mean you're supposed to get married at 18.
The latest.
And the earliest.
Yeah.
Is the earliest.
The earliest.
In other words, you were mature enough.
I thought you meant the latest.
No, you can get married, but basically it depends on what's going on in your life.
It's all subject to interpretation. It's like the speed limit on the highway. 65. Is that the minimum or the maximum? It's the limit. Is it the lower limit or the upper limit?
Depends where in the country you are.
Go argue that with a police officer. What does it mean, the speed limit? Savicha Raf Yosa Hamagdimois Lihis Aber the Osyan Me Adar. So Bishop, we'll summarize in a second. Let us finish up the whole Maimon Chazal. Bishop, when we go to Mehasav Sharov, Sharov, Bisabr, Spadar, Kilisiv, Love, Shu, Kodamatsoin, Bisman, Shamakim, Yatu Bar, Shahim, Haroid, that's the majority. The Ganami, there's also latecomers, Yisro, Ahuaf Yashu, Elabil Yezra, Bishim, Ibchami Boy, Lay. It should say, Love, Shu, Kodamatsoin, Bisman, Shay, Yisro, Ahuaf Yashu. The order of the last two expressions in the Pasik should be reversed. We should focus first on the majority and then focus on the exception of those that come from the early ones. V'kanami damakim yatfuvar. Ella, that's a question. El Amar Rav, Rav says, you're right. Let's recap and let's reconfigure. Let's recalibrate what the pasuk means according to Rabbi Meir, mitzad echad, and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lozer, mitzad sheni. El Amar Rav, the kul yamar, everyone really agrees, the kul yamar, love shukamat, so bizman shamakim yatfuvar. Ba'ad, everyone really agrees that this man, when the animal's mate is in Chodesh Adar, that's when the Amokim, the valleys, the Atfuvar, when they're filled with grain, that's really not the time when they in full blossom, but when they're filled, not when they make noise. You're right, the Gemara is basically rejecting this. We're rejecting this. The Gemara at this point is telling us that the time when animals mate, there are no early birds. All of the animals, they primarily mate in Chodesh Adar. And the latecomers, they mate in Chodesh Nisan, which will then mean, when are they born? They're born in Elul. I'm sorry, they're born in Av. They're born in Av. The main bulk of the animals are born in Chodesh Av, which would have us assume that the Zman of Maaser should be in Chodesh Elul. So what then is the Pshat in the Mandama that says that Rosh Hashanah is going to be in Tishrei? It's not dependent upon this Pasuk. We're rejecting this Pasuk. We're going to a new Pasuk of Aser Ta'aser. Aser Ta'aser in Parashas Re'eh. We lay in this every single Yom Tov. Even on the Shavuos, we're going to lay in. We're not going to lay in. We're going to call in Bechor. Wait a minute. It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. So we're going to lay in this year Aser Ta'aser. This year, we're going to get the bonus of Aser Ta'aser. It's a very long aliyah, right? The first, it's not, because we
could,
only when it's, all right. Aser to Aser, b'shtei ma'is shroi sakos v'dabar, echad ma'iser behema, v'echad, and one is ma'iser dogon. So we marks the two different ma'isers, one is dogon, one is ma'iser behema. Rebbe Meir Savar, Makish, Maisa Behemo, Maisa Dagan. Maisa Dagan, Samach Lugamra, Isuroi, when it's finished, that's when you do the Maiser. Af Maiser, when is the Maiser of grain? Everyone agrees grain is Tishrei. Everyone agrees grain is Tishrei. And that's when it's finished. The Zman of Asifa, that's why Sukkot is called Chag HaAsif, when the ingathering. Because it's not finished until Tishrei, so to Av Maiser Behema Samach Lugamroi Isuroi, and when is it finished? It's finished in Chodesh Av, and therefore the time to properly do Maiser Behema will be Elul. So according to Rabbi Meir, there is a Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema is in Elul. Rosh Hashanah for Meister Dagon is in Tishrei. And the Pasuk says, we know for a fact, Aser, the grain is in Tishrei. And because the Pasuk equates Meister Behema to Meister Dagon, we compare one to the other in respect to the Zman of the Meister is closest to the Zman when it is complete. So when is grain complete? It's complete in Elul. And that's why the Rosh Hashanah for grain is in Tishrei. When do animals finish their reproduction? In Av. And that's why the Maiser, the Zman of the cutoff point for Maiser Behem is going to be in Elul. This is the Mahalich of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, no, we compare one to the other, but we don't compare them in respect to the Zman of Gomroi. It's a complete, total comparison to tell us you do it at exactly the same time as the wolf. Good morning, the wolf. Makish, Maisa behema lemaiser dagon 100%. My maisa dagon rosh hashanah shloi tishrei. Av maisa behema rosh hashanah shloi tishrei. That concludes the Gemara. Rosh hashanah daf ches. Yisham b'lunav yamam shol daf Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. And what do we take out of this Gemara? We take out of this Gemara something. This is something very interesting. When you find, this is a classic thing to focus on. You have here a pasuk. We learn over here this pasuk. Pasuk says, "Love shu chodim atzayin v'amakim yadfu var yisroi ahu af yashiru." We learned Rashi. We touched upon the all the mafarshim. You have Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Sipurno, the Rid, the Malbum, the Mitzudois, the Balaturim. We touched upon almost everything on this page, and not even one of the mafarshim said "love shu chodim atzayin" refers to the mating of the animals. Not even one of them translated it is that the animals are reproducing. Everyone learns the Pashat is love shulchanim atzayin. Either the animals are fat, they're dressed with a big beichel, with fat, or love shulchanim is going on the earth. The earth is dressed with wildlife. You take a picture, a satellite picture of the land, you see a lot of animals running around on the ground. The land is dressed with the chorim atzoin, and the amokim yadfu var, and the valleys are filled with grain. Yis roi a'u af yashiru, who is the subject? People, human beings, when they make this observation, they shout for joy. They give out screams of thank you, of joy, and they sing song. Everyone on the page says that. And you open up a Gemara, and the Gemara is living in a different world. The Gemara is living, mamash, on a different planet. It reads the same pasuk and tells you that the word Yisro'ahu af yashiru is going on the grain. The grain itself is, the grain is giving out loud noise pollution. It's the number one complaint in 311. You ever dial 311? I used to call 311 all the time for all different mishigasim. I would call 311. I haven't called them in a long time, but I used to call them. So what do people call for? 311. That was the best thing that Mayor Bloomberg did. Bloomberg added to New York City 311. It's an incredible good service. Every mishigas you can get on 311. And what is the number one complaint people call about when they dial 311? Noise pollution. They're making too much noise in the street. I can't go to sleep. I can't do anything. I can't take the noise of drrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr people call in for 311. So here, according to the Gemara is living in a different planet, ignores the entire Mikros Gedolos, and it says Yisro'au Af Yashiru, the grain is making too much noise. It's in full blossom, and each kernel, each stalk is banging against the other stalk, and when it bangs, it makes noise. And if you were wise and clever, you'd be able to discover musical notes. It's actually singing to Hashem as it bangs in the wind to thank Hashem for its development. And what is that?
If birds are chirping, like they say at the ghost zone, birds are chirping.
The singing, the davening, Shira.
Beautiful music. And here also, the grain, it's that noise. It's beautiful music.
You have to know how to interpret it. Yisroy, Al Af Yashiru. Yeah, exactly. That's what it says. But none of the Mefarshim on the page of the Gemara say that.
I would not call it noise. I would call it, no one would call, they would say, thank you. People actually have, to go to sleep, they have like these little certain, that make certain noise, certain musical things to help them go to sleep.
Yisroy Ahu Af Yashiru. Correct. It's producing musical sounds. Yisroy Ahu, the grain is producing sound. It's not referring to the person. And what is it telling you? And Vamokim Ya'atru Var, that is pretty much the same. The valleys are filled with grain. And this is the Zman of Lovshu Chodim Atsoin, when the animals mate. and no one disagrees. Everyone agrees that they begin, that when is the Zman of Amokim Ya'at Fuvar Chodesh Ador. That's when the earth is filled with grain. When are they in full blossom to the degree when the wind blows, it produces noise? That's in Chodesh Nisan. So the main Zman, the Iker Zman, when animals mate and begin the process of reproduction is in Chodesh Ador. The latecomers, they engage in reproduction in the second part of the pasuk of when it's Yisro'ahu Af Yoshiu. That is the maskana of the Gemara. No one disagrees with that interpretation according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, and the machloikis of when it's going to be the Zman of Maisa Behemu, is it going to be Elul or is it going to be Tishu, is dependent upon a drasha of aser to aser. Everyone agrees that we're makish ma'isa behemah to ma'isa dagon. The only question is with regard to what? Are we makish ma'isa behemah to ma'isa dagon the gemar, which would then take the zman of ma'isa behemah back 1 month to chodesh elul, because it's samuch legamroi, or no, it's the calendar date. Just like Ma'aser Dagon is in Tishrei, so too Ma'aser Behemah is going to be in Tishrei. Isn't that beautiful? But guess what? No one on the page of the Mikros Gedolos has any mention of that being the pshat in this pasuk. And this is a very classic thing, is the Gemara many times says things, and the Gemara does even present an alternative. It doesn't even present an alternative. It just says, this is Pshat and the Pasuk. And what? Is that the Pshat or is that the Drush? It's a homiletic interpretation or is it the Pshat and the Pasuk? So someone told me from Rav Herschel Schachter. Rav Herschel Schachter, you have to really ask what he means by this. And it probably certainly has to be taken in context. Is that many times when the Gemara says these type of things, it's Pshat. It's not Drush. This is a very good example. Pshat, love shuchad matzoin, it means mating. It means they mate. And when do they mate? They mate v'amokim yatfu var. They mate in chodesh adar. And the latecomers mate yisro'ahu af yashiru in nisan when they're in full blossom. This is the pshat. The pshat. This that we learned on the page of Gemara, on page of Mikros Gedolos, this is drush. This is the drush. This is not. Well, the Gemara hell they were saying is pshat. L'may nafkemina? I don't know. Someone told me a very interesting shir. Is the Gemara like very often completely ignores what we call pshuta shel mikra? What we call pshuta shel mikra, the Gemara ignores, and the Gemara takes psukim and says like what we would consider these wild ideas. Like, that's drush. You know, you take a drush, a word here, a word there, and you make a whole concoction, you have a drasha. Why don't we first do the pshat? Then we'll do the drush. No, that is the pshat in some certain times. Okay, it has to be defined. But here you have Mamash, a beautiful Gemara, telling you a whole new mahalach over here, and it's very pleasant. All right, let's finish up one more Maimer Chazal before we can wind down with this Mizmar, beautiful Mizmar. The last one on the page, a few lines, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Okay, it's on the very bottom of the page, page 561, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Minayin, Shabbat Nisan, Nivra Olam. This is the famous Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. When did Hashem create the world? Did Hashem create the world in Chodesh Tishrei or in Chodesh Nisan? So Rabbi Yeshua says, Shabbat Nisan, Nayin, Shabbat Nisan, Nivra Olam, Shnemar. Vatoitzei, the Mamori Chazal, four lines from the very bottom of the page, page 561, Likutei Shas. Four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Minayin, how do we know? Minayin, Shabbat Nisan, Nivra Olam, Shnemar. Vatoitzei Haaretz Deshe. The earth gave forth vegetation. Esev, grass. Mazria Zer, that produced seed. The Eitz Oisepri. Ezer Chodesh Haaretz Mileya Deshoim. The Elon Motzi Peres. Which month of the year does the earth filled with grass? And does the tree give forth fruit? Have you aimer? Zen Nisan. The Oisa Perik Zman Behema Vachaya Vaif. That's also the time of the year when the animals reproduce. She Miz Dav She Miz Davigin Ze Esel Ze. That's when they open the freezer. The freezer is open in, at that time of the year. Shenemar, Lov Shulchan Matzayin, Hare Shalom Sha'ata Nivra, Hayatzach Sheyeshabu Biruyav. The world that you created, the beginning of creation automatically, since it says those psukim are juxtaposed in the Bereshis, is that the Hashem created animals, and part of the creation is that the animals have to reproduce. And when do animals reproduce? What is the zman of reproduction for animals? At the same time, when Vatotze or Eretz Deshe, the whole all the psukim, they fit like a glove, because according to Yeshua. According to which, when Hashem created the earth, and the time of creation, right away there was an abundance of desha. And that's also the zman when animals, during time of the year, when they reproduce. And the pasuk says that the earth brought forth an abundance of animals. Hidden in those words that the earth brought forth, behemos v'chayos, it doesn't just mean that Hashem created animals and they waited 6 months to get out of the freezer to find the shirach. The day that Hashem created the animals is immediately the zman when they engaged in Puria or Revia. Right. And when is the zman of Puria or Revia for animals? The same time when there is an abundance of Desha. So since the process of Atotziar is Desha, and that's going to be in Nisan, and then it says that Hashem created the animals engaged in Puria or Revia immediately. But wait a minute. Animals are like human beings. Human beings engage in pre-revia. They are brisim. The maternity wards are filled with people, filled every day of the year. There's no limitation on when people engage in pre-revia. So when it comes to Adam, you can't make that determination. When it comes to animals, no. Animals limit their pre-revia to a very specific time of the year. And the Pshudishal Mikra is that when Hashem created the animals, immediately they engaged in Priya or Revia. That's the very last line of this page. Hare she le'olam she'ata nivra hayitzorich she'yisrabu biruav. The love shuch, it seems he's saying it's a very big chiddush. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, this was the takeaway. This is the takeaway from this. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the world was created in Tishrei, it means that Hashem created the animals in Tishrei. But they had to wait. They had to wait, like in Lakewood. They had to wait 6 months until the freezer was open to engage in Zivugim.
Why couldn't there be a different calendar before they...
Yeah, but Rabbi.
Did Adam and Chava wait?
No, as I just said, Adam and Chava did not wait. They were born immediately. Cain and Abel were born immediately.
Rabbi, but
yeah.
But in reality, animals multiply in the spring because abundance of food.
Right.
Okay, so they will never multiply in, let's say, October, November, because winter comes.
There's no food.
So
you also you have to ask the question. You have to ask the question. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk says this: Hashem created the world in Tishrei. So what does it mean that Vatotze Aretz Deshe? That's not the time. That's not the zman. That's not the zman of Desha. That's the main. What does it mean then? I don't know, because that's the time when it's not the natural time for it to first grow. That's the time of the harvest, of the ingathering. In fact, they already harvested it already. They already harvested it in the summer. They let it sit in the hot sun the entire summer. So it's a very general question. How does Rabbi Eliezer understand the pasuk that says Vatotze ha'aretz desha? It's not the season of Vatotze ha'aretz desha. In the world that we know of, in Chodesh Tishrei, the grain is now being taken from the field. It's been sitting in the hot sun the whole summer, and now it's going to be taken into the silo. The grain grows in the spring, and it's harvested in that period of the time. It grows in the winter and the spring, it's harvested. And the whole summer, it sits in the field after it's been cut in the hot sun. It's not growing. Vatotze Aretz Desha has a connotation that it's first, it's growing. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it makes sense. Because indeed, in Nisan is the time when the earth produces. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not the time for the earth to produce. It's now the time. It produces a couple of months ago. It produced. Now it's sitting around in the hot sun. And you take it in. And the second point is that when it comes to animals, according to Rabbi Yeshua and Hanami, now is the time when the animals they mate. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hashem created the animals and they sat around, did nothing for a couple of months because now is not the season for the animals to mate. Unless you want to say like Blazer, is that Hashem did something unusual. He made now a different calendar. A different system of the grain came out in Tishrei, and in Mele there was a lot of food, so the animals made it. But it fits better. It fits according to this is at least his raya from this pasuk. All right, Baruch Hashem, we did this beautiful mizmar. Hey, it was a very fascinating mizmar. We should be zoich to all the brachas of mizmar samachay, the geshem, the parnasa, pri urviya, alagul zachin. Tomorrow, Mizrach Hashem, we're going to learn about Mashiach. Mashiach is here. Mashiach has come, and tomorrow we're going to sing Shira for Mashiach Mizmar Samach Vav. Okay, and now we're going to learn about Birchos HaTorah. On the night of Shavuos, if you stay up the whole night, you don't have to stay up the whole night to learn about the Sugya. It's an interesting Sugya. What exactly is the lumdis of Birchos HaTorah and how it relates to people who do not sleep?